Let's turn to some scripture.
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Genesis 26 verse 25.
创世纪二十六章第二十六第二十五节。
Genesis 26 verse 25。
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支了帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
Then Isaac built an altar there and worshipped the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and his servant dug a well.
三十二节。
32.
他就给拿井啊，没有，这第三十二节啊。那一天，以撒的仆人来将井挖井的事告诉他说：“我们得了水了。”
That day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. We found water, they reported.
我们翻到以赛亚书第三十七章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚书第三十七章
Isaiah chapter 37
第三十一节
verse 31
犹大家所逃脱余剩的人要往下扎根向上结果
Those who remain in Judah will take root in the ground and bear fruit
翻到哥罗西书二章
Turn to Colossians chapter 2.
新约哥罗西书第二章
New Testament Colossians chapter 2.
第六、第七节
Verses 6 and 7.
你们既接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Therefore, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord,Continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and firm in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
我们再读一段，在诗篇第四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇四十二篇第七节。
Psalm 42 verse 7.
上面这句话哈，你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应。
The first part.One deep stream calls out to another at the sound of your waterfalls.
我们圣经就暂时读这么多。
We'll conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们弟兄伟修上个礼拜跟大家经交通到这个深处的生活。
Last week, our brother Benjamin talked about the life and the death.
当我听到他讲深处的生活的时候
，When I heard him share about this.
我里面感觉我们好像在 开一个特会
I feel like we're at a conference
因为他也说我也在讲深处的生活
Because he said I also talked about
我今天还要继续讲这个
And today I'll continue sharing
我们讲的题目都一样
Our topic is the same
但我们可能有些圣经节也差不多
And perhaps our verses that we use are the same
但是我们在主里面的领受可以有不同
But the things that we receive from the Lord might be different
所以我想在我们里面有个负担
So we have a burden within us.
就是要我们能够过一个深处的生活。
To have a life that is in the depth.
我们读了创世纪。
We read Genesis.
我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到这个挖井就是要我们进深的生活。
Last time I shared that digging a well is to enter into the depths of life.
我们除了谈到有奉献的生活，讲到寄居的生活，我们还要再往前。要晋升的生活
We talked about consecration and building an altar We also want to enter into the depth
深处的生活是非常重要的
A life in the depth is very important
我上次用过这个主耶稣叫彼得把船开到水深之处
Last time I used the example that Jesus told Peter to bring the boat to the depth
我们发现彼得能够把船开到水深之处他就经历三件事情
Peter was able to bring the boat to the deep waters and he was able to experience three things
他发现我如果听我的主的话第一个我发现主满足我养生的需要
If I listen to the Lord he knew one thing that the Lord will give me a living
他的逻辑上是通不过的我打了一个晚上没有打到鱼你现在叫我再去打鱼 不可能再打到的。
This logic does not make sense. He already spent the whole night there and he could not find.
我是 professional， 我是职业打鱼的。你是一个老师，你叫我打鱼，啊，不会打到。但是我听你的话，我下网打鱼。
I'm a professional fisherman. You are only a teacher. I know we will not have fish, but because of you, I will listen to you and go.
所以他发现他听话。神给他打了一网的鱼，比他养鱼一直打过打鱼的生来没打过这么多鱼的事情的。
So because he listened to the Lord, he got fish more than what he has ever gotten in his career.
第二个，他发现他是一个罪人。
Secondly, he found out that he is a sinner.
他开始认识他自己。
He understands himself.
第三个
，The third,
他发现神主的呼召临到他。
The Lord's calling.Arrived upon him.
主告诉他说：“你过去是打鱼的，我现在要你得人。”
Before you're fishermen, and now you're fishers of men.
神告诉他：“你现在生活，你不要再打鱼了，你好好为我的国度去得着人。”
Lord said, "You do not fish anymore, but you will fish men."
弟兄姊妹，你我神在我们身上都有一个呼召的。
Brothers and sisters, we have a calling from the Lord.
问题我们有听见吗？
But the question is whether we heard it.
我们可能都在忙着自己的事，都根本听不到神对我们任何的呼召。
Perhaps we are too worried about our own lives and we do not hear the Lord's calling.
我们刚刚读了诗篇四十二篇。
We read Psalm 42.
他说：“深渊与深渊响应。”
The deep calls unto the deep.
那里面你可以这样翻啊，深处与深处响应。
The deep calls unto the deep.
你要知道浅的东西。没办法明白深的东西。
You know, things that are shallow cannot understand things that are deep.
浅的东西也没办法摸到深的东西。
Things that are shallow cannot touch upon things of the deep.
外面的东西没办法摸到我们里面的情况。
Things that are outward cannot touch things that are inward.
如果不是从我们深处出来的事情，没办法能够帮到真正帮到别人。
If things are not coming from our depths, we cannot actually help people.
我们说我们坐在这里听到。
When we are sitting here listening to a message.
如果所讲出来的都是很肤浅的话。
If the things that we heard are all.
你发现没办法碰到我们最深的地方。
Our deep parts will not be touched.
我们最多只在肤浅的上面在这里稍微谈谈一些事情。
Perhaps we'll talk about shallow things.
曾经有一次有一个聚会、啊、大家几个人、啊、可能人不是很多坐在一起。
Once there's a meeting, perhaps there are not many people.
他们有人建议说我们来读诗篇二十三篇。
Someone suggested that we will read Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他们就找一个年轻人、啊、他很会朗诵。
They found a young man who is really good at reciting.
他就请他说：“你来朗诵这篇诗篇。”
They asked this young man to recite the Psalm 23.
说这个年轻人他就来朗诵诗篇二十三篇。
So this young man recited Psalm 23.
哇、哦，他读完之后全场拍掌。
Oh, after he finished, everyone.
因为他读的哈抑扬顿挫、啊、这个非常好听。
Because his recitation was very pleasing.
该重的地方重，该轻的地方轻。
Things that should have emphasis have emphasis.
后来他们说我请着老弟兄 来读这一篇。
Then they asked an old brother.
这个老弟兄他就来读诗篇二十三篇。
And so this old brother also read Psalm 23.
当这个老弟兄在读耶和华是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏。
When this elderly brother read The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
当他读完的时候
When he finished,
差不多全场的人都流泪。
Perhaps everyone there were crying.
二十三篇只有第一节到第六节。
There's only six verses in Psalm 23.
字没变。
The words are not changed.
读的人变了。
The person who is reciting.
一个人是把他能够读得很精彩。
One person read it in a very.
另外一个人是读出他心中的经历。
The other person read out.The experience that he had.
那个心中的经历，虽然我没有解释给你听我经历什么，但我读出来就感动到别人了。
The experience that he had in his heart, he did not explain, but when he read it, it touched other people's hearts.
我们如果没有在心深处经历我们的主的话
，If we did not experience our Lord in our depths,
我们最多只能够得到人的思想
，We can only capture other people's minds.
得到人的情感
，We can gain emotion.
使人一时的兴奋。
so that people will be encouraged,
却没有摸到人的深处,
but not touch their depth.
我记得当我开始在这里操练站在讲台传福音的时候,
when I first started exercising preaching the gospel,
我里面只有一件事说我主啊不要给大家都睡着了。
I only had one thing that I don't want everybody to fall
asleep. 因为我都没讲过，我说我不站起来，我全场人都睡着了。
I didn't want everybody to fall asleep.
所以我唯一的想法就是说精彩。
So I wanted to have very exciting things.
最少有点东西给他听吧。
At least people would listen.
我大概有几次的时候
，perhaps a few.
我讲了一个小时下来
，after an hour.
哦，有朋友过来
，there is some gospel friends that come.
我说 Andrew， 你今天讲的真的很精彩。
And Brother Andrew, what you shared is very exciting.
我说你要不要信耶稣啊?
Do you want to believe the Lord? I said.
他说以后再说吧。
Maybe in the future, he said.
这个我当时第一次还觉得，反正第一次没有人第一次信主嘛，这个好接受你讲的。
So I thought, well, this is the first time, so that's okay.
几次下来都说以后再说吧。
Many times he said, I'll think about it later.
我里面就告诉我了。
So I knew.
我可以讲很多很精彩的话给你听
If I talk a lot about exciting things,
却我没有办法打到你的深处
If I do not reach into the depth,
一个人不是因为精彩而信耶稣的
A person will not believe the Lord just because it's exciting
乃是你真的碰到他的深处他从深处向主呼喊的
But only if you touch his depth and then he would call on to the
Lord 从那时候我就求主赦免我
So I asked the Lord to forgive me
我说我不会传
I do not know how to preach
但是我总要是从深处出来的
But I will preach from the depth.
所以主后来也给我经历，啊，所以没有这是不是为了精彩而来传的。
So the Lord has given me experience.
能够从深处能够得着人的。
That I can reach people from the depth.
我们要来看看什么叫做肤浅。
We want to talk about what is shallow.
我提过哈，我们肤浅一个最大的定义就是什么都为我。
Shallow is talking about everything is.
小朋友是什么都是为我的。
For little kids, everything is for them.
我们现在长大到了主面前，我们只要主，你什么都要为我。
We come before the Lord now, and we said everything is for us.
我们初初信主可以这样子。
When we first believed,
但是如果我们继续走天路，就什么都是为我。
But if we continue to walk on this path and everything is for us,
你要知道这就是肤浅的定义。
Then this is a definition of shallowness.
或者用另外一个就是以我自己为中心的一个定义。
In other words, it is self-centered.
你知道我们祷告，我们就是说主啊，你一定要听我的祷告。
We pray and we ask the Lord, you have to listen to our.
我们要弟兄姊妹都要来帮我。
We ask all the brothers and sisters.
帮不了我那个，我就不管他了，我再找另外能够帮我的。
If they can't help us, we'll find other people to help us.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。我们信主一些年日
I often tell brothers and sisters,
我们不要做一个 energy taker 我们要成为一个 energy giver
We do not want to be an energy taker We want to be an energy giver
我们要一个能够帮助别人不是整天要别人来帮助的人
We want to help others Not every day we ask others to help us
我们有时候我们来查经
Sometimes when you come to Bible study
我们查经我们只要看看里面有什么可以应用的
We only want to see what
我今天读书读不了圣经有没有什么可以告诉我的
I don't know how to study is maybe the Bible
我今天家庭有些问题了我圣经有没有什么我解决家庭问题的
I have some family matters maybe the Bible will tell me how
基督徒特别喜欢就是马太福音里面有一句话你们要做盐做光
The Christians often like Matthew that you'll be salt and light
所以我们就一信主就说我要怎么做盐怎么做光
So when we believe we want to say how do I be salt
查经查到哪里怎么我可以做盐我就去怎么去做盐那时候做光我怎么去做光
When I discovered in the Bible how to be a salt I will be salt and if I light then
弟兄姊妹做盐做光不是你这样来做出来的
Brothers and sisters salt and light is not
我好多年在这个困扰当中
Many years I have this confusion
做盐做光是自然流出来的
Salt and light comes from within
你好好的来认识他你就是盐就是光
When you come and know God you will be salt and light
今天有些人来查经来聚会
Many people come to Bible studies.
很喜欢就是讲道理。我希望认识更多什么叫信耶稣的道理。
They want to know more knowledge. What is to believe the God?
道理救不了我们的。
Knowledge cannot help us.
道理只增加我们的知识。
This only increases our knowledge.
没错，我们需要从道理来认识我们的主。
We want to use doctrine to understand our Lord.
但是道理不能够使我们真的。经历主的丰富的
But this cannot bring us to experience the fullness of God
今天也有很多人喜欢用心理学
And many people today like to use psychology. Look at the hearts of men. And some what is the philosophy of life? Many of these meetings. But afterwards,
最后还是非常肤浅的。They're
still shallow.
所以我上次跟大家弟兄姊妹看到那个撒种的比喻。
So last time I talked about the parable of the
sower. 什么叫肤浅？
What is shallow?
就是土浅。
It is shallow ground.
很少的土。
Very little soil.
你这个什么就是很少的土？
What does it mean very
little soil? 就是一个人很看重我所有在我周遭的环境。
So I take very much care into everything that happens.
没事的时候我好好的，但是有事的时候我整个人受影响。
When there's nothing, I'm fine, but when there are circumstances, then I'm affected.
所以他用了一个词叫做听到的时候很高兴，发苗很快，但很快就枯干了。
So he says that they happily received the doctrine, but then immediately it dried up.
发苗很快，就是说他也很喜欢听到这些道。The
sprouts came up really quickly. That means he really likes
the messages. 他也有发苗的。
And there are sprouts.
这个就是说他有真的听到一些东西。
So he did truly hear something.
但是他受他的情感，受他的环境直接支配这个人。
But because he is affected by emotion and the circumstances.
所以我们的情感不能，我们整个信仰不是。
So our entire faith should not be built upon emotion.
如果你只是你的情感来到神面前，你迟早遇到事情你就倒下去了。If
it is only based on emotion, then sometime
you will fall. 环境不在我们手上。
Because circumstances are not in our
control. 第二个，他说是在石头上。
The second, he says, it is on rocks.
石头你要长根下去，你根本长不下去的。On
rocks, it is very difficult to
get root. 所以那里讲到我们的心是怎么样的。
So that talks about our heart.
如果我们的心是硬到像石头的,
if our heart is hardened like rocks,
那神的话也进不来了,
then God's word cannot enter.
会让我们心里面硬的话,
if our hearts are hardened,
我提了两件事情,
there are two things.
一个是我们有些罪,
perhaps there is sin that we do not want to deal with.
第二个是我们的己,
second is ourself we do not want to
deal with. 这个是主的话是进不来的。
So then the Lord's words cannot enter.
第三个就是没有根。
The third is that there is no
那我们要讲什么是深处呢?
What is depth?
深处就是有根。
The depth is that you have root.
根是看不见的。
Roots you cannot see.
你去哪里看一棵树长得多大，你看到根吗？
If you see a big tree, can you see its root?
有一些树我讲过我们家的以前的cuttingwood的根全部浮在地面的。
Oh, there are some tree that have root up above the ground.
风一吹，它可以长得很高，它啪一吹就没了。
And when the wind blows, it falls over.
我用了上次用了一段的圣经跟大家看的。Last
time I used some verses.
我们来看，再看一看马太福音第六章。Let's
turn again to Matthew chapter 6.
我希望弟兄姊妹在这些事情，我们看看神要我们有根的生活。I
want to tell people that God wants a life with roots.
马太福音第六章第六节讲到这个，这里是讲到祷告。
Matthew 6:6 talks about prayer.
他说：“你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门祷告。你暗中的父，你暗中的，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。”
But whenever you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
根是什么？根是暗中的。
What is roots? Roots are.
我祷告，我随时都可以向我的神祷告。
Every time, anytime I can.
我走路的时候可以祷告。
When I'm walking, I can pray.
我躺在床上可以祷告。
I'm lying on my bed, I can pray.
我读书读一半，做事做一半，我也可以向神祷告。
In the middle of my studies,
神是无所不在的。
God is everywhere.
所以他说，根是暗中的事。
So this root is.
那你不会每一次祷告就会打个电话说，哎，我刚刚祷告。
Not every time you pray, you will call.
没有需要做这个事。
I just prayed. You do not have to do
it. 因为这是你暗中跟神的交通。
Because in the secret, when you have communion with God,
所以这里是讲到说，我祷告，我是在暗中的祷告。
So this passage talks about how we have prayer in secret.
那第二个，第六章第三、第四节。
Secondly, in the same chapter, verse 3 and 4.
他说什么？你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手。 所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
But when you do your giving, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your gift may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
这里讲到说，我们如果有捐钱或者我们有奉献金钱的事。
This says that when we have giving of monetary goods.
世界人是什么？哎，谁捐多少钱，写名字，多少钱都写下来。
People in the world they like to record.
要给人家看一看，哎，我真的有做善事哦。
So that we can let other people know that we have.
但是我们的主怎么说？
But what did our Lord say?
你真的要有金钱的奉献，只给你的神看。
The Lord says that this is done only for
God. 不要给别人看。
Not to, let other people see.
我也不知道他这里说左手跟右手，我们自己应该左手做什么，右手也知道了。
Well, I think you know, what the left hand does, the right hand knows.
如果你左手做什么，右手不知道，嗯，你脑袋可能有一边不放神。
If your left hand doesn't know what your right hand does, then maybe your brain has problems.
但是神的意思，我们主的意思就是说，你这个你要做在暗中的。
But what our Lord means is that you
do it secretly. 只给你的父神看。
Only to the Father.
那我们再看第六章第十七、十八节。
We'll turn to chapter 6, verse 17-18.
他说：“你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不要叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。
When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others when you are fasting, but only to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
你这进食是什么？进食就是说我真的很专心来到神面前，饭都不吃了。
What is fasting? Fasting is that I'm really coming before the Lord earnestly, so I would not even eat.
你说这个人在一般今天基督教里面，我这个人很属灵啊。
Oh, the type of people that do this.
所以有些人叫给你看，你看我瘦的这样的样子，你看我这个没什么精神，我进食。
So some people like to tell you, oh, I'm so tired because.
目的是什么？给你尊重我一点，我蛮属灵的。
So people would know that you're.Fasting and you're very spiritual.
所以你发现在这里，有人就做给人看。
So there are some people recorded here that they do it for other people.
主说什么？你进食只做给我看。
Lord says if you're fasting,
不要给别人看。
Do not let others see.
你把进食完之后就找马环，哎，我胃痛。
Don't fast and then go to Father Ma Huan and says my stomach hurts.
对不对？这个你就告诉他，然后但医生说你为什么胃痛啊？
And then the doctor says,
"Why
is your stomach hurt?" Oh, because I was fasting.
那我可以当为他讲，那他就说你就去吃饭就好了，没事。
And then he'll say, "Oh, you go eat something, then you'll be fine."
什么叫进食？
What does it mean to fast?
进食呢，是我为着一件事情，我心中重到一个地步，我都忘记吃饭。
Fasting is when I have a burden so heavy that I forget to eat.
我只能够来到主面前，我跟主说，主啊，我就一直跟主祷告。
When I come before the Lord, I continually pray before.
圣经有一个人叫做 Hannah.
There is a person in the Bible called Hannah.
她因为神没给她孩子，她一直在神面前苦苦的哭泣祷告。
Because the Lord did not give her a son, she continued to cry and pray before.
她说她不吃饭。
She does not eat.
他只在神面前一直的祷告。
She continued to pray before God.
直到神有一次改变了他一个他的想法。
Until one time the Lord changed her thought.
他的祷告蒙神摸着神的心了，神就答应了他的祷告，给他一个孩子。
Then her prayer reached God's heart, and then God gave her a son.
连那个以利在哪里都不知道他在干嘛。
Even the priest Eli there did not know.
这是他暗中跟神的讲话。
So this is.Talking in the depths.
我们祷告会有因为一些事情重到一个地步，使我忘记吃饭了，在主面前迫切的祷告的。
Sometimes we have burdens that is so heavy that we'll forget to eat and we'll continue to pray.
这个事只给你跟神知道就够了。
This thing only you and God knows. And
我们再看一个马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
第五节
，verse 5.
他们一切所做的事都是叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣裳的穗子做长了。
They do all their deeds to be seen by people, for they make their phylacteries wide and their tassels long.
你知道这些犹太人啊，就怕人家不知道他读圣经。
You know these Jews did not are afraid that people don't know they're reading the Bible.
衣袖里面都是圣经的话，哇，到处都摆圣经的话。
So they put Bible verses everywhere.
是不是啊？这叫圣经学者。
Oh, so these are Bible scholars.
那我们今天读圣经也是在主面前读的。
Today we read the Bible, we read before the Lord.
不是给人知道我读多少。
Not to let other people know how much we
read. 当然，我为着鼓励弟兄姊妹，还是有时候说，你读过一次了没啊？
Sometimes just to encourage people, we will ask.
你过了十年都没读过一次，我看 哎呀，不好意思吧。
After a decade, you haven't read it.
我们有人读圣经是马太福音读了最少二十次了。
Some people read Gospel of Matthew 20 times.
啊，但是有些圣经什么希伯来书一次都没碰过。
But then Hebrews perhaps not even once.
啊，我们选来读的。
We pick what we want to
read. 每次一想到读圣经，马太福音。
Every time when we want to read, we start with Matthew.
如果要旧约开始，创世纪。
If we start from the Old Testament, Genesis.
或者出到出埃及记读一半就出不了埃及了。
Oh, maybe in the middle of Exodus.
后面都不读了，利未记、民数记那难读的不得了。
We don't want to read Leviticus or Numbers.
那什么先知书是从来不碰的。
And not the prophets.
因为太难读了。
Because it's too difficult.
所以我们这个哈读圣经是在主面前读的。
So when we read the Bible, it is.
我常常劝弟兄姊妹，你刚刚信主。很快的把圣经读过两遍。
When you just believe the Lord, read the Bible twice.
千万不要把它当作要我一定要读懂。
Not that I have to understand everything.
圣经没有什么叫读懂的。
There's nothing called understand fully the Bible.
主是一直启示他的话给我们。
The Lord will continue to reveal more of His word to us.
我最近这个因为礼拜六跟弟兄姊妹在读圣经。
On Saturdays, I read the Bible with brothers and sisters.
有一个问题是我这个四十年读圣经最近才发现。
There's a question that I've only encountered after 40 years of reading the Bible.
我这白读啊，这个我最喜欢的一段故事，应该是现在才发现。
I have read this for 40 years in vain.
所以不要说你第一次就要读懂。
So do not.
主在你不同的时候，神在开启你眼睛。
Do not want to just understand the first time because the Lord will continue to reveal more.
我这里提了几件事情。
I'll mention a few things.
我们要在暗中坐在主的面前。
We'll do in front of the Lord in secret.
只有我跟主的交通给主看。
Only to let the Lord see my fellowship with Him.
深处的生活非常的重要。
The life and the death is very important.
我记得我读过这样的故事。
I remember reading this story.
有一个姊妹有一天这个梦发梦。
There's a sister who had.
她梦到三个姊妹。
She dreamed of three.
都在祷告。
They're all praying.
然后主耶稣来了。
Then the Lord came.
第一个，哇！主耶稣又拍她肩膀，又跟她谈很多话。
The Lord talked many things with the first sister.
第二个呢，拍一拍就走掉了。
And the second, he just touched her shoulder.
第三个看一眼就走了。
The third, he did not. He just looked at him.
这个姊妹在她梦中，她就这样解释了。
And then this sister explained in her dream.
她说，第一个一定非常爱主。
The first must be very.
说主啊，来到的第一名，一直跟他谈话。
The Lord continued to talk.
又抱他，又拍他，又抱他。
And also hug her and touch her.
第二个呢，对主没这么爱主。
The second does not love the Lord as much.
啊，主就只是拍一拍他肩膀就走了。
The Lord only touched her shoulder and left.
第三个呢，是完全不爱主，说主看他一眼就看了走了。
The third does not even love the Lord. The Lord just glanced at her once and then left.
你怎么看
？What do you think?
他说在梦中主就回答了。
And in the dream, the Lord replied to her.
他说我的女儿，你错了。
My daughter, you are wrong.
他第一个姊妹，她才刚信主。
The first sister just believed the Lord.
我需要在她身上花给她知道我是接纳她的。
I have to let her know that I.
我要给她安慰，给她知道这个。我都在她旁边。
I have to give her comfort and let her know that I'm next to her.
第二个姊妹
，second sister，
她已经对我有点认识。
She already knows some of me.
不需要我整天围在她旁边。
I don't need to be around her all the time.
但是因为她这个还没到真这样的认识我。
Because she still has some lack.
我还是要给她看到。我还是关心她。
I still have to encourage her.
所以我要拍拍她的肩膀。
So I have to touch her
shoulder. 给她知道我在这里。
And let her know that I'm here.
第三个姊妹
The third sister.
她的灵命非常的深
Her spiritual life is very deep.
已经不需要外面这种感觉这才知道主在那里
She no longer needs.
所以我现在给她学一个更深的功课
So I want to teach her something new.
给她对我能够有更深的认识
So that she would know me more in deep.
我正在训练她
I'm
所以她对这个姊妹说你都讲错了
I'm teaching her right now, so I told the sister, you have thought everything incorrectly.
弟兄姊妹，神要我们是到真正能够认识他的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us.
我们都想像第一个姊妹，哇，主整天我咋办事，他都在旁边。
We think the first sister, whatever happens,
我们主说这个是最肤浅的一个人。
This is the most shallow.
你初信的时候可以这样子。
When you first believe,
你十年二十年后还是这样子。
After a decade, you can't be like this.
我跟你讲， 到了事情来的时候，可能中间已经很多事情，你从来没走得过来。
When things happen, perhaps you won't be
prepared. 一发生了一个事，你就紧张得不得了。
When things happen, you're very nervous.
你搞不好整身都发抖了。
Perhaps you're shaking.
说弟兄姊妹，神要我们晋升的。
So brothers and sisters,
神要我们进深处的去，深处的生活。
To have a life.
一个教会里面，如果我们都这么肤浅，我跟你讲，这里只有肤浅的事了。
In the church, if we are all shallow, then there's only shallow things.
主要我们能够进入深入去。
The Lord wants us to enter into the depths.
那我们要问，怎么能够进入深入呢？
Then we will ask, how do we enter into the depths?
第一个事情。
The first,
我们必须碰见他。
We need to touch them.
那我们现在翻到约翰福音。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John.
对很多人这个圣经非常熟的。
This is a very familiar verse.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
那这个不翻译英文了哈，因为我怕有些人不熟的圣经啊，我读多一点。
So there will be no translation.
约翰福音第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
我会一直读到19，很快读，给大家有点印象。
I'll read quickly until verse 19.
第六节。OK, 他说哈，在那里有个井，雅各的井，因走路困乏，就坐在，这是讲主耶稣啊。这个在井旁那时，若在五镇，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚人妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必求他了，他必找给你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝着井里的水，难道你比他更大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝着水的还要再喝渴，人若喝我所吃的水就永远不渴，我所吃的水要从他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说的没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这、哦、我想我们就读到这里好了。妇人说，先生我看出你是先知。我们翻到第25节。
Verse 25、
这个也不用翻了哈。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。28节。
28。
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非就是基督吗？这里有一个人叫做，就是一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Here there's a Samaritan woman.
你发现第一个，她有需要。
You notice that she
has a need. 她要水喝。
She needs to drink water.
她在一大白天的，她来打水。
During the day, she came to draw water.
她的身体她的需要。
This is her physical need.
第二个，你发现她有五个丈夫，现在是同居的。
And she has five husbands, and now she's living with another.
她情感上有需要。
She has emotional needs.
那我们再看，她问主啊，她说，哎，我们祖宗都来这个水打水的，难道你比他更大吗？
She says, our ancestors come to this well. Are you greater than them?
我们知道弥赛亚要来，难道你就是吗？
We know that the Messiah is coming.
她灵里面她也有个需要。
She has a need in her spirit.
她身体、情感、这个灵里面她都有需要。
She has physical needs, emotional needs, and spiritual needs.
所以你发现这个人是有需要的。
So this person has needs.
主耶稣特别来找他，就是为他跟他相遇。
The Lord came to find her and to meet her.
主怎么来跟他相遇？造一个环境来跟他相遇。
How did the Lord meet her?
主耶稣来到井旁来等他。
The Lord came to the well and waited.
你在犹太人、中东人那时候的习惯是傍晚的时候，太阳下山的时候才出来打水，都是妇女来打水的。
People in those days only draw water in the afternoon.
但这个女人不敢傍晚来。
But this woman did not dare.
来了，大家旁边就啊，邻居就说：“哎，老公呢？这个家里怎么样呢？”她不敢，不好意思讲，我没老公，现在同居呢。
She doesn't want to come in the evening because other people will gossip about her.
她大白天中午来。
So she came during noon.
就是不想遇到任何人。
So she did not want to encounter anyone.
但主耶稣特别来找她。
But the Lord waited there for her.
主就告诉她说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
The Lord says, if anyone who drinks this water will still be thirsty.
如果你喝我赐的水，就永远不渴。
If you drink of my water, you will never be thirsty again.
这个第十四节这句话，他说要在他里头成为泉源。原文漏了，这里漏了两个字。在他里头成为一井的泉源。
So here, in the text it says, he'll have a fountain of water springing up.
所以我们发现，当雅各讲到井的生活的时候，这里讲到活水的时候，就是给我们知道，神今天要我们往深处去，乃是得到活水。
When we talk about water springing, the living water, it is this.
什么叫活水？活水就是丰富。
What is living water? It is abundant.
所以约翰福音第十章十节说，耶稣说，我来了是叫人得圣命，并且得的更丰盛。
So in John chapter 10 verse 10, the Lord says, I came to give life abundantly and more abundantly.
主要给我们丰盛的生命的。
The Lord wants to give us
abundant life. 我们留在肤浅里永远得不到。
If we're only in the shallow grounds,
we'll never receive it. 我们就在那里一直打滚，你们打滚很多年。
We can be like that for many years.
你没办法经历说主说我给你丰盛的生命。
We would not experience this abundant life.
刚刚我们弟兄祷告的时候提到说以利沙丹。
Our brother talked about El Shaddai.
我里面的感觉就跟弟兄姊妹一起唱诗歌四百五十首。
I have a feeling that I want to sing.
我们能够都跟主说主啊，有你够了。
That we can say that if we have you, it is
enough. 因为你是全主全丰。全有的神。
Because you are the Almighty God.
我有你在我与我同行，我还缺什么？
If we have you, what else do we lack?
就是这里给我们知道，活水跟这个丰盛的生命呢，是我经历到我有主就够了。
So this living water and abundant life tells us that if we have the Lord, it is.
当这个妇人遇到主之后，
When this woman met the Lord,
你要记得她是出来打水的。
You remember she came to draw water.
他把水罐子丢掉。
She discarded her water.
他跑到城里面去。哎，你们来看，这个是不是我们在等的那个弥赛亚？
She went into the town and asked everyone to come see. Is this the Messiah that we're waiting?
他不是口干吗？
Isn't she thirsty?
他不是情感上很有需要吗？
Doesn't she have needs emotionally?
他怎么会跑出去跟人家说你们来看？
Why did she go and ask everybody to come and see?
弟兄姊妹，我们会告诉别人，劝别人信耶稣，因为我已经得到这活水的泉源。
Brothers and sisters, we will encourage others to come to the Lord because
we have received it. 我没得到，我会告诉别人叫信耶稣吗？
If I did not receive it, would I tell others?
我的事情都解不完，我哪有时间再劝人去信耶稣啊？
I have too many things for myself. I would not have time.
除了我们已经得到发现主的丰富了。
If we have experience Lord,
我们里面都忍不住，就好像这个妇人一样，我忍不住要告诉我的朋友说，来看这里有一个人能够满足你的需要。
Then we cannot but go and tell all our friends that there is a person who
can fulfill all your needs. 他不是觉得他很羞耻吗？他有五个丈夫现在同居，他都丢下来，我去告诉人，你要来认识耶稣。
She felt ashamed before that she had five husbands and now she goes and tell all everybody to
come to the Lord. 劝人来信耶稣不是被逼来的。
To ask people to believe the Lord is not fresh words, but it is an urgency.
我得到了，所以你要来。
I received, so you too.
我记得我阿姨那时候在福建信主的时候。
I remember when my aunt believed the Lord.
她才十几岁。
She was only.
她回到家。
When she came home.
就整天跟我那个这个婆婆就倒哭。
She will continue to cry before her mother.
她说你要信耶稣，你不信耶稣下地狱。
You have to believe the Lord, otherwise you will go to hell.
我们常常说，我要叫人信耶稣，一定要懂得怎么讲福音。
Often we think we need to know how to preach the gospel.
不是的。
No.
你只要真的从深处说，妈，你要来信耶稣啊。
If from your depth of your heart you say,
你不信耶稣，你下地狱。
If you do not believe the Lord, you will go to hell.
妈说，你就听了什么东西回来讲这些话。
And her mother says, what did you listen to?
她不会讲，她只会哭。
She doesn't know how to explain, she just cried.
给她哭得烦了。
And she cried too much.
就跟她去聚会了。
And so the mother went.
我那个婆婆啊，是三寸金莲。
So, or,
绑小脚的。
She has tiny feet.
Forced tiny feet.
Forced tiny feet.
是吧？走，大概要走一两个小时才能够去到聚会。
She needs to walk for 1 hour or 2 to go to the meeting.
你有钱人就可以抬轿，没有啊，走了。
So she has to walk.
那天晚上
That night
这个聚会是宋尚杰弟兄传福音的
It's Brother Song giving the gospel
当天晚上就信主了
That night she believed the Lord
一次就够了
Just once
我们想来一次有吗
Can we think
一次就信主了
How come she can believe the Lord just the first time
她怎么我阿姨怎么传的
And how did my aunt share the gospel She just cried
只是哭
Just cry.
你装个哭没用啊
If you are pretending to cry, then there's no use.
不是，滴多少眼药水都没用啊
And
人心里不感动的
There's no hope.
他这个哭，先是我跟他婆婆就烦，后来呢，好吧，爱女儿嘛，就跟着去了。
The mother was first annoyed, but then because she lost her daughter, she went with her.
弟兄姊妹，只有在深处里面，你才能够碰到别人。
Only in the depths you can touch others.
所以那个我们能够到了深处那条路，第一个是碰见主。
So the way to enter into the depths, the first is to
meet the Lord. 第二个是十字架的路。
The second is the way of the
cross. 我上次用了五饼二鱼的事与弟兄姊妹交通的。
Last time I talked about five loaves and two fish.
我们所有的事，包括我自己，能够摆在主的手中的。
Everything we can give before the Lord.
五饼二鱼到主的手中，主就把饼拨开，分给众人。
The five loaves in the Lord's hand, He broke them and gave it to others.
当主把这个分给众人的时候，众人五千个男人加起女人跟孩子，最少大概有两万人。
And then he was able to feed 5,000 men and perhaps with
5,000 loaves.
And there's 20,000 people with only 5 loaves.
在主这里给了我们一个信息。
But then the Lord explained.
那是我们要愿意把今天在我所有今天繁琐我的事包括我自己像五饼二鱼交在主的手中。
The Lord says that we want to give everything to the Lord in His hands, like the five loaves.
我们的问题是什么？交了就拿回来的。
What is our problem? We give it to Him and then we take it back.
这一刻说交，下一刻一阿门就拿回来了。
We give it to Him and then we say Amen and then we take it back.
我们只是说做了一个祷告，叫人做一个祷告，其实不是祷告没得做的。
We only prayed.
那你跟你妈讲话了，妈，我现在要做一个谈话跟你谈哈。没有了，这都是从心里没有话就讲了嘛。
This has to be from our hearts.
So, 我们到神面前，我们真的说，我主，我交给你，我就放手。
So, if we come before the Lord and we truly say, Lord, we give it to you.
当你肯放手，主说我要把它拨开了。
And we're willing to let go, the Lord will break it.
然后我们祷告主啊，到你手上就不要拨啊，拨很痛的啊。
We ask the Lord, do not break. It will hurt.
但主说，我不拨开，怎么能够供应呢？
The Lord says, if I do not break it, how could I give it to
you? 怎么能够使许多人的帮助呢?
How could I fulfill everybody's
needs? 这个拨开呢是让我们进圣。
This breaking allows us to enter into the depths.
我们遇到一点的难处，是否把我们的心都拨开了？但是我们经过这个，我们倒是又认识我们的主。
When we experience some difficulties, as if we are being broken, then we will know the Lord more.
其实没这么难。
It is actually not that difficult.
是我的想法把它想得太难了。
It is our mind that makes it difficult.
我们弟兄上礼拜跟我们交通到这个树枝的事。
Our brother shared about the branches.
这树枝怎么能够产生香呢?
Resin? How could tree have resin?
这个树枝要有香味流出来，必须受伤的。
The resin needs to The tree needs to be wounded in order for resin to flow.
你像我们如果这个受伤只是表皮的受伤
If we are only wounded on the surface,
我们只有埋怨跟苦毒
We would only have bitterness.
但是如果我们能够真的好像碰到我的深处的受伤
But if we can be wounded into our depths,
你发现会流出香气
Then there will be fragrance.
并且这个香气是给神闻的
And this fragrance is for the Lord.
所以我们有时候诗歌唱了，说为什么你身上没有伤痕
？So there's a hymn that we sing. Why is there?
我们的主的身上是满了伤痕的。
Our Lord's body is full.
当他走上十哥哥他山的时候
，When he went up to Golgotha,
罗马兵是一边一边的摔下去。
The Romans continued to flog him.
你叫罗马人那个鞭前面带钉的哈
？You know those flogs have
不是只是鞭的伤
，So it is not just flogging.
那个钉扒下去一戳，你一块肉就拉下来。
And then those nails will bring up your skin.
我们的主为我们愿意受尽一切的鞭伤。
Our Lord was willing to endure all this for us.
圣经怎么讲？因他受的鞭伤，我们便得到医治。
Because of his wounds, we are healed.
所以主今天要我们能够 走上更深认识他的路。
So the Lord wants us to walk among them this way to know
Him more
deeply.
一个，我们需要碰见他。
We need to meet Him.
第二个，我们愿意走上十字架的。
Second, we need to walk the way of the cross.
那我们要问了，进身的目的是什么？
So we want to ask, what is the purpose?
以赛亚书的我们刚刚读过了。
And Isaiah, we just read.
37章第31节。
Isaiah 37.
往下扎根，向上结果。
I will bear it, have root downward and bear fruit upward.
神的目的就是要我们结果子。
The purpose of the Lord is so that we would have fruit.
我要跟你们读几个圣经节关于结果子的事。
We want to read a few passages.
不需要看了。
You do not need to turn.
诗篇第一篇第三节，他说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Psalm 1:3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
诗篇九十二篇第十四节说，你们年老的时候，仍要结果子。
Psalm 92 verse 14 says, they shall still bear fruit in old age, they shall be fresh and flourishing.
马太福音二十一章四十三节说，所以我告诉你们，神的果必从你们夺去，赐给那能够结果子的百姓。
Matthew 21:43, therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it.
第路加福音第十三章这个第十三章第六节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 6.
这个要翻一翻啊。第六章第十三章第十三章第六节到第九节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 6 to verse 9.
这主耶稣在这里说，预是用比喻说，有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他主来到这个树前找果子，却找不着，就对管院子的说：“看了，我这三年来都没找到无花果树前找果子，仅找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？”管院子说：“主啊，今日且留着，等我周围挖出土，加上粪以后，若结果子就便罢，不然的话，把它砍。”所以这里讲，你不结果子，神要把你砍掉。
So the Lord says, if you have no fruit, then you be cut up.
约翰福音第十五章第二节，他说：“凡属我不结果子的枝子，我就剪去；凡结果子的，他就要修理干净，使他结果子更多。”
John 15:2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
十五章第八节说：“你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。”你们就是我的门徒了。
John 15:8, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
第十五章第十六节上一半哈，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们结果子长成。
John 15:16, first half, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain.
你要知道，神这里要我们进身，有一个重要的点，就是要我们结果子。
There is the main point of going into death is to have fruit.
圣经提很多果子。
The Bible mentions
有一个是嘴唇的果子。
There is the fruit of the lips.
希伯来书十三章十五节说，这是一个嘴唇的祭，嘴唇的果子献给神。
Hebrews 13:15 says that this is an offering of the lips to give to the Lord.
我们的口是来称颂神，我们的口是来见证神。
Our mouths are to witness to God and to praise Him.
薄饼聚会是最好给我们接这个嘴唇的果子。
The breaking of bread meeting is the best venue for it.
因为这个聚会是我们的主是主人。
Because this meeting, our Lord is.
我们都在主面前把对主的爱与称颂献给他。
We come before Him and give Him our adoration and praise.
那薄饼聚会不是来为我们的。
Breaking of bread meeting is not for us.
那不是对主说，主谢谢你带我走过这个了，经过那个了。是薄饼聚会不是祷告聚会。
It is not a prayer meeting. It is not when we come and.
薄饼聚会是我们用祷告来称颂主。
But it is using prayer.
我们用祷告来纪念主。
To remember Him.
我们用祷告把我们的心愿说，主让我爱你更多。
To say with our hearts, with their prayer,
that we will love you more. 让我能够真的做一个在你面前是奉献的人。
So we will be a man of consecration before you.
薄饼聚会绝对不是为我们的。
The break and bread meeting is not for us.
所以我们如果我们不离开父前，我啥聚会都是为我们的。
if we do not leave the shallow ground, everything is for us.
在哥林多前书第十六章第十五节上面说，他说有一个叫做初结的果子。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there's a first fruit.
他说什么？斯提凡一家人是在雅该亚初血的果子。
Stephen's household was first fruit in Acacia.
什么意思？那是当他们传福音到了雅该亚的时候，斯提凡一家是最先信主的一家。
That means when they preached the gospel, there Stephen's family was the first to believe.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们愿意告诉我们朋友，请他们要来听福音也好，跟他们谈谈简单的福音也好，这我们已经在结果子。
So if we are willing to bring our friends to our meetings, we are already bearing fruit.
刚刚已经说，如果我们闭口不言的话，我告诉你，过了五年十年，你啥话都讲不出来。
If we do not speak now, we will not be able to speak later.
你看到人你就跑。
When we see people, we will run away.
我根本不要跟人讲什么。
Because I don't know what to say.
所以我只提两个果子。
So I mentioned two fruits.
但是刚刚那节圣经说，向上结果必须扎根了，往下扎根。
The verse earlier says that in order to bear fruit upward, we need to take root downward.
那我们翻到诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 1.
又是大家很熟悉的一篇诗篇了。
It's another psalm that we're very familiar with.
诗篇第一篇第一节他说什么？诗篇在中间哈，圣经一打开就是诗篇了。
Psalm is in the middle of the Bible.
第一章他说不从第一节不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做先慢人的座位，唯喜欢耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。这人变为有福，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Psalm 1-4.
OK, 不读英文哈，一到三节哈。
一到三。
你在这里你发现哈，他说你要结果子必须扎根到水源。
He says that if you want to bear fruit, you have to have root into the well.
我们要问水，我们的水源是什么？
What is the source of the flowing stream?
诗人在这里第一节就说不从恶人的计谋。
The psalmist mentions that to not take the advice of the wicked.
恶人我们讲哈，这个是不敬畏神的人，或者不明白不行神旨意的人。
Wicked are those who do not understand God's purpose.
我们不听他任何的建议啊，英文这个计谋叫做 counsel。我不听他任何的建议。
We will not follow their counsel.
我不听他任何的指引或者劝导。
And we will not follow their advice or any teaching.
你要知道，我们今天什么升学了，这个前途了，工作了，什么，我们都是问一堆我们的师兄，管他信不信主的，都是问他们的。
When we have a lot of problems with our studies, we ask other people. You know,
我们认为他们走的就是我们该走的。
Whatever they have walked, we think that we should walk as well.
但是我们今天是属主的人。
But today we are people who belong to.
我们如果想扎根根的话
，if we want to have a root，
你发现这里诗篇第一篇的第一节，他就说不从恶人的计谋。
So even Psalm 1:1 says that.
我不随便去找什么人给我什么建议的。
I will not listen to other people's counsel.
我来是要找一个真的是敬畏神的人，明白神旨意的人来给我的建议。
I want to follow the counsel of those who know the Lord.
你看第二个，他说不占罪人的道路。
And to not stand in the pathway with sinners.
如果我第一关没守住
，If I did not follow the first part，
我第二关就开始，哎呦，这些犯罪的人都是罪人，他们在走的什么路，我都站在那里看，哎，他们走的好不好啊？哎，我们开始在看了。
So then we stand in the pathway of sinners and look at them.
我们看一看，到了第三个了，不做亵慢人的罪，我们同一起走了。
And the third part, or sit in the assembly of scoffers, we are now with them.
第一个没守住的话，你后面诗人已经告诉我们了，你就开始看，看完之后呢，你就很有兴趣跟了，你就开始跟下去，最后坐在亵慢人的座位。
If we do not guard against the council, then we will start walking, look, standing in the path and sitting in their assembly.
所以你发现，第一个在这里说扎要扎这个根呢，能够在血缘，第一个都是三个不不不不。
So to be able to have root, we have three no's.
你必须第一个是能够不的，不然你后面很难守得住的。
You have to say no to the first thing.
所以这里讲的扎根是什么？那是我要远离那些不敬畏神、不明白神心意的人。
So here,
建议。
So here it says to be far away from the counsel of the wicked.
当然，他后面说，唯有喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
Then he mentions that.We obey the Lord's commands and meditate day and night.
这里还讲就是说，我们扎根在主的话上。
So so we will be rooted in His word.
我们现在有时候要背圣经。
So sometimes we memorize Bible.
我们认真的背。
We should.
因为这些话有一天会出来的。
Because one day these words come out.
当我们不知道怎么选的时候，主的话会进来。
When we do not know what to do,
我们要趁着还可以背圣经的时候，好好的去背。
His words will come in.
啊，第二个哈，我们就翻到约翰福音第十五章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第十五章第四节。
Gospel according to John 15, verse 4.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me.
什么叫在主里面？就是祷告的生活。
What does it mean to be remain in Him? It is a life of prayer.
我们借着祷告，把我们栽种在主的里面。
With your prayer, we are planted in the Lord.
我们会有干渴，但是我栽种在主的里面，我永远就不干渴。
We will be thirsty, but when we come to the Lord, we will not thirst.
我们圣徒诗歌里面有一首诗歌叫做主是属我们的，里面有一节说哈，这个他说费时虽不多，喜乐亦难言，当我在你座前小逗留。
So there's a hymn that says, Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend.
然后第二段他就讲到说啊，他说俯伏你脚前，和你面对面，交通犹如人间有。
The second part says, When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend.
所以你要知道我们现在就在主里面，我是栽种在里面，是借着祷告把我自己栽在主的里面。
So now we know that to be planted in God, we have to come through prayer.
扎根，第二个，我们要扎在祷告的生
活。Second, we need to have a life of prayer.
约翰福音第十五章第一节。
John chapter 15 verse 1.
不是第一节，这个
It might not be verse 1.
第二节哈。
Verse 2.
他说凡属我 不结果子的枝子他就剪去，凡结果子他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit so that it will bear more fruit.
这里讲了一个他会修剪。
Here it mentions that he will prune.
然后我太太特别喜欢在院子里面种这个种那个。
My wife likes to plant things in the garden.
他就会去剪。
She will go prune.
他剪了之后就长得越来越好。
When she prunes, then they will grow better.
主今天要我们的哈，也是说要我们长得好，他会修剪那些他不看为不好。
So the Lord wants to also prune us so that we can grow better.
我们的态度是什么
？What is our attitude?
我接受我主爱的手来修剪我。
I accept the Lord's loving hand to prune me.
我们今天人都不喜欢管教这件事情。
Today we do not like.
我们也不需要听到怎么对付的事情。
We do not like to be dealt with.
但是这是在我们神的爱的手的当中。
But this is in His loving hand.
他不来修剪我们的话，我们永远都是肤浅的。
If He does not prune us, we will always be shallow.
所以我们我们要第三个要扎根，在接受主一切的管教。
So the third thing is that we will accept all His.
或者说，我扎根在一个顺服主一切的环境。
So that we will follow all His circumstances.
我上次跟你大家看了那段圣经啊，就是撒种的比喻。
Last time we read the parable.
哪里提到一个是叫好土
？There is also good soil.
我们已经讲土就是我们的心。
The soil is our heart.
我们要有一个柔软的心。
We need to have a soft heart.
是让神能够在我们的心中做事的。
So God can work within our hearts.
所以我们要扎根在这个好土里面，就是要扎根，让我们的心是柔软的。
So to have plant root in a good soil, our heart needs to be soft.
啊，我们现在翻到诗篇第九十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 92.
我们刚刚读了第十四节。
We read verse 14.
我现在要读前面几节。
Now I will read some previous verses.
诗篇九十二篇第十二到第十四节。
Psalm 92 verses 12 through 14.
英文就跟着就好了哈。
So we will not translate for English.
十二节，义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
你们在于耶和华的殿中发旺，在我们神的院里，他们年老的时候仍要结果，要满了直降而常发青。这里说哈，这个你这个要栽在哪里呢？他说栽在耶和华的殿中，神的院里。
So here it says to plant, be planted in the Lord's house in His courts.
我们这一点哈，我们要栽在聚会的里面。
So we need to be planted in meetings.
我们不能够做一个单独的基督徒。
We cannot be a solo Christian.
我们要扎在神的家里面。
We need to be planted in the Lord's house.
我们要常常参加聚会。
We need to often come to meetings.
你要知道，一个好的聚会，如果神有话要从聚会供应帮助我们的话，你不来就是你的损失。
If there is good message to be delivered in the meeting, if you don't come, then it is your loss.
你不要小看这个损失，你这个损失是大的损失。
Do not discount this loss. This may be a big loss.
我们今天很有时候对于聚会很随便看聚会。
Today we might do not put importance to meetings.
当我们有空了，我们再来；或者我们今天忙了、累了，也不来。
We'll come when we're free, or maybe if we're tired, we won't come.
并且我们来了聚会，我们的态度是什么？
And what is our attitude when we come?
我们弟兄上礼拜交通了，有人来聚会看报纸。
Our brother shared last week. Some people come and read newspapers.
现在没有人看报纸，看手机。
So you might not be reading newspapers.
我曾经坐在后面的看人在看小说。
And I see sometimes that people reading novels on their phone.
什么都可以出来的。
Now you can read anything on the phone.
或者在回短信。
Or maybe you're replying to.
当然，我们可能还有人睡觉、发白日梦，什么都有。
Or maybe you're sleeping or you're daydreaming.
啊，他看着你，这个，我后来也有弟兄说，有些人看着你一直在点头，其实你后来问他你讲了什么，他都不知道。
Sometimes when people stare at you and keep nodding and they do not know what you just shared.
你要神要借着聚会的时候啊，在我们自己读经祷告看不明白的东西，在聚会中给我们看明了。
Some things that we do not understand when we read our Bible ourselves, the Lord will explain the meeting.
接着聚会开通了我们对主的心。
Through the meetings to bring our hearts to God.
所以我们在聚会中，我们听到的，说很多今天是我们在暗中在主面前所领受的。
So when we listen in meetings, often are things that the Lord speaks to us.
但有机会，我们把一些能够交通在弟兄姊妹当中。
And sometimes we can fellowship with one another.
这就是我们下个礼拜的聚会，希望能够有这种的服事。
And this is what we intended for next week's meeting.
所以我们今天要扎根在聚会的里面。
So today we need to be planted in His house.
所以这里第一个目的哈是结果，必须往下扎根才能够向下结果。
So we need to take root downward so that we can bear fruit upward.
第二个目的，我们刚刚在哥罗西书里面我们读了。
And the second purpose in Colossians we read.
就是在主里面生根建造。
So it is to build.
他说这里不止你要结果子，你还要有建造的。
He says that not just you have bear fruit, but you also need to.
我们的根深乃是说我顺服主，我能够遵他而行。
So we say that we will.
根就为深了。
We will be willing to follow the Lord, then our roots will be deeper.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们可以外面做很多的活动，很多搞很多什么聚会，如果根不深，这些都不算数的。
There are a lot of things that we can do outwardly, but if our roots are not deep, then there's.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章第二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24.
这个英文都不读了，24到27节。
24 to 27, no English.
那我们看这里怎么说哈，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲，风吹撞着那房子，房子总是不倒塌的，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲，风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌，并且倒塌的很大。我们刚刚已经讲了那个撒种的比喻里面说，土浅的话，一遇到时间事情来，这个人就倒。
The parable of the sower mentions that if we have soil that is shallow, then when things come, then we will fall.
这里告诉我们说，我们这一生是在有一个建造的。
Today our life has a building.
如果我们都像肤浅，就好像在沙土上一样。
If we're shallow, then we're as
like a sand. 我不管你上面建的多漂亮的房子。
No matter how beautiful house you build.
风一吹就倒。
And when the wind blows, it will fall over.
这个叫做我们的根基不稳。
This means that the foundation is not sure.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
我读就好了哈。哥林多前书第三章第八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8 through
15. 他说栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的奖赏。因为我们是与神同工，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。第十节，我照着神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎么在这上面的建造，因为已经有立好的根基，就是耶稣基督，此外没有立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎么样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救人像从火里经过一样。这里特别讲到第八节，讲哈，我们有自己的功夫，有要做的事。
In verse 8 it says that we have works to do.
因为神那一日是对所有信他的人有赏赐与责罚的事。
Because that day it is toward his people.
如果我们都维持在肤浅的话，这里讲到我们所有的建造都是草木禾秸，金火一烧，啥都没。
If we are so shallow, then all our works are wood, hay, and straw.
你真的信主，你有主的生命，没事，你上天堂是有了。
If you believe the Lord, indeed you will go to heaven.
但是主要今天要用你。要你真的有真的建造，这个建造 全空的。
But the Lord wants you to build, and then you would not have that.
我们的主要我们什么建造呢？
So, what does our Lord want to
build? 金银宝石。
With gold, silver, and precious stones.
你知道金是什么？
What is gold?
金呢是说所有属神的。
Gold is whatever.
不是人掺杂的，是属神的。
Whatever God has.
什么是银呢？
What is silver?
那是从神宝血，从主宝血里面救赎过来的，都是银。
Saved by the precious blood.
什么是宝石呢？
What is precious stone?
宝石经过受伤而出来的事情。
What comes out from wounds?
或者在主的管教当中，我们学到功课出来，那都是深的，这深入的东西都是宝石。
Or we learn through the discipline of the Lord. Those are
我们要真正有建造的话，我们必须谨慎的。
To be able to actually build, we need to have a deeper life.
诗篇第十一篇第三节。
Psalm 11 verse 3.
诗篇第十一篇第三节。
Psalm 11 verse 3.
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢？
When the foundations are destroyed, what can the godly accomplish?
义人，所有蒙恩得救，我们都在主面前都是义人。
The godly are those who have
been saved. 但是我们的根没有扎深，就在杀主，就在根基毁坏，义人还可以做什么？
If we do not have a good foundation, what can the godly accomplish?
所以我这次的负担。
So my burden this time.
那是跟弟兄姊妹说，我们不要留在肤浅的生活。
It's to tell brothers and sisters to not stay in the shallow life.
不要只是看到今天什么都为我了。
Do not only see everything is for us.
主救我要给我一个很多丰盛，我就远远看，根本不去拿那个丰盛。
The Lord saved us and we want to give us abundant life.
你不管你信主多少年，你永远留在那里，就是有事情在就怕。
After many years, we are still standing afar.
我们有事情来，我们就无所适从。
When things come, we don't know what to
do. 我们不知道主的生命是远超过这一切。
We do not know that His life is far beyond all this.
主有个呼唤，叫我们过深处的生活。
The Lord has a calling that we should.
我们能够进到深处，我们就真的认识，能够越过越认识他。
If we can enter into the depths, then we'll know Him more and more.
我们越进到深处，我就真的认识我们自己，能够像保罗说：“我就是在罪人中的罪魁。”
Then we can know ourselves and say that we are the chief of sinners.
主啊，我的感恩跟感谢就比谁都深，因为主啊，你怎么会救我？谁都比我好，你救他们可以，你怎么会救我？
Then we'll be more thankful to the Lord because we are the worst.
你要拣选什么人的话，你怎么会拣选到我？
You have chosen everything.
我们在主的光中，我们就看到我们有多黑暗。
Then in God's light, we will see how dark we are.
我们只有进到深处，我才能够真正是一个帮助人的人。
So only if we can come into go into the depth,
不然我们的帮助如果不是越帮越忙，帮到忙就是一点帮都没有。
Otherwise, our help would be pointless.
或者我们那些帮助只是在做一件很肤浅的事。
Or perhaps our help is only shallow.
没有真正把人的生命改过来了。
But does not change.
没有真正打到人生命里面去。
Does not actually touch into their depths.
弟兄姊妹，那我们是与被帮的人，我们都在枉费我们的时间。
Brothers and sisters, then we will be wasting our time, ours and those we are helping.
所以我们刚刚读了那个诗篇42篇，深渊与深渊响应。
So we read Psalm 42, the deep calls unto the deep.
深处与深处响应。
The deep calls unto the deep.
我用了这个以撒挖井的事。
I use the example of Isaac digging.
他要挖得很深才拿到水。
He needs to dig very deep in order to get water.
我们要进到深处，我们就能够得到活水。
We need to go into the depths to be able to get living water.
但愿我们彼此的激励，我们都愿意过深处的生活。
May we encourage each other to live the life of the depths.
我们不只要把自己奉献给主。
Not only do we need to consecrate ourselves.
我们地上过一个帐篷的生活，寄居的生活。
We also live a life of in a tent.
有主养我们就可以了。
The Lord will provide.
那我们要过一个深处的生活。
We also need to live a life in the depths.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们再一同俯伏在你面前。
Lord, we come and bow before you.
主耶稣啊，求你开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
给我们心中渴慕你自己。
So that we would desire you yourself.
主，给我们愿意，你既然出这样的爱我们，救了我们。
Lord, we know that you saved us because you love us.
主，让我们愿意对你有一个切实的回应。
May we have a response to you.
我们也要好好起来来爱你。
That we can also come up and love you.
主，我们不要留在那个肤浅的爱的里面。
So we do not want to live in the
shallow. 主，我们要更深体会到你的爱。
We want to experience your
love. 是从你来的爱。
It's from you.
我们也要用你这个爱来爱。
We also want to love you.
虽然我们都只有人间的爱。
Lord, we also only have human love.
但主，让我们真的能够尽心尽意尽力的来爱。
But that we could love you with all our heart, soul, and mind.
主耶稣，我们已经听到你的呼喊。
Lord, we have heard your call.
你让我们过深处的生活。
You want us to live in the life of the depths. 但愿我们
彼此激励，主，帮助我们过深处的生活。
Lord, may you encourage us to do this.
给我们做一个聪明的人。
That we could be a wise man.
能够把房子建在磐石上。
Build our house on.
也给我们扎根，真的扎在你这里。
That we will have root planted in you.
但愿我们真的经历你这丰盛的生活。
That we can encourage.
不是到那一天。复活的时候才知道那个，到天堂才知道那个丰富。
So that we would know your abundance.
那是今天就能够知道你的丰富。
Not only that day, but today as well.
主啊，让我们跟从你，能够从心中真正有那个的喜乐。
Lord, may we indeed have rejoicing in our hearts.
主耶稣啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
主查看我们。
但
愿我们暗中的生活许多都蒙你的喜悦。
So that the life that we have in secret, you will.
愿你的话激励我们。
May you encourage us with
the
words that we can run after you.
听我们的呼求,
hear our cry.
奉主耶稣救的你,
pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们聚会到这里,
our conclude our meeting today.